Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Hey everybody, this is Coach Anna McCoy. I want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio with The Real McCoy, Coach Anna McCoy, my sidekick, Shauna Stallworth, will be joining me shortly, but we've got a great show for you, concluding our month on financial power on today. So we're excited to have you with us. We'll have some guests and testimonies on the show today. So again, this is Coach Anna McCoy with Blog Talk Radio, Woman Act Now Radio. So this is your opportunity as a member of Woman Act Now Radio, Woman Act Now, to join us to dialogue, to give us your opinions, to share what's important to you, and also to be the expert, because I'm excited also that we have a couple of people we're going to highlight today. One, we have our Do-It Girl of the Month, and a Do-It Girl is the one who contributes the most to our community, our Woman Act Now community, and earns the most points. And so our Do-It Girl for the month of February, which we celebrate in March, is Carla Jones, and you're going to hear from her today in a testimonial. So we want to encourage you to stick around and continue to stay with us. You also hear from another one of our Do-It Girls, and that is Miss Juanita, who I think might have been the Do-It Girl maybe in January or February, one of those months. She's been Do-It Girl quite a few times, and we're going to hear from her today as well. And then we have a WAN expert in the area of mortgage, real estate, financial empowerment, who is also joining us on the show today, and that is Ms. Patrice Merrick. So I'm excited about her. She's a new member to Woman Act Now, and also clearly a front runner for the Do-It Girl of the Month for the month of March, and we're excited about her contribution. She has been encouraging women left and right and sharing her knowledge base, and I want to hear from her today about some of her ideas as it relates to finances and helping us to understand that as well. So this is Coach Anna McCoy. We've talked about various different things this month and highlighted several individuals who have been a part of our 15 Minutes to Destiny calls this month, and that's one of our WAN experts, financial experts, Margie Stewart. She talked about the importance of having a will, also the importance of income replacement, as well as how to be an agent of power in your finances, being a person who can honor your finances, who can spend time, be fully present when you're making a decision, also to have an attitude of love and gratitude for what you do have, and then ultimately learning how to retreat or disconnect from things to keep you from getting overwhelmed. We've talked about the integrity box this month, and that is the smaller the integrity box, the greater the position you are in. And an integrity box is made up of your needs, obligations, and your wants. It is what you're doing or making, how you're making a decision in the now. So that is what we call our integrity box. So we want to encourage you to be a woman with a small integrity box, because the larger your obligations get, the larger your integrity box becomes. In addition to that, when that integrity box gets so large, guess what? It puts your character under pressure. You've heard that saying, you know, we rob Peter to pay Paul? Well, I want to encourage you is that, you know, your integrity box is what's going to be your measurement of who you're robbing and who you're paying. So the smaller it is, the greater the position that you will be in. So we've also talked a little bit about debt elimination, an acceleration system to eliminate your debt. And one of the ways to do that is check out who do you owe, your IOUs. I owe you what? I owe you everything. Owe no man anything. So the first step is you want to check out your who you owe. You want to check out or at least review and evaluate the consumer debt in your life. Consumer debt is anything that is not real property, that is not attached to some collateral, whether it's a home, whether it's a car. But when we start talking about furniture, we start talking about credit cards, title, loans, all of that is considered a consumer debt. And so that means it's kind of unsecured debt, and we want to help you to get out of debt by learning how to utilize the debt elimination system. I encourage you to purchase Building Generational Wealth, which also has that debt elimination system within the book. You can purchase that from womanactnow.com. And so we want to encourage you to do that as well. So I am excited about inviting our guest to the show, Ms. Patrice Merrick, and we wanted to get her in even as a new member for Woman Act Now and to capitalize on her knowledge base. And so I just want to run down that debt elimination system before I invite her to the program. One of the very first things that I want you to consider is to look at everybody that you owe or all of your consumer debt or your credit card debt and start to take a look at that and see who you owe. You're going to write out a list of those debtors, what you owe them, what the interest rate is, and also what is the minimum payment amount that is required. Once you do that, you're looking over your entire debt system, trying to see who I owe, how much money am I paying every month, and then I want you to consider looking at your current budget. Does your budget allow any additional funds to be paid towards your credit card debt? Now, what's important about that, because earlier this month we also talked about credit worthiness. I think that was a couple of weeks ago. You can go back and download that particular radio program, and you'll learn how you are being measured, you know, how much you know, making your payments on time, what does that do to your credit score? So we talked about that in that radio program, credit worthiness. So going back to your debt elimination or acceleration system, it really is being able to know who you owe, looking at your current budget, picking out an amount that you can actually contribute towards your debt. A good formula could be, if you know that you can afford it within your budget, is taking 10% of whatever your income is and allocate that as an additional amount that you're going to pay off your debt. That's just a quick formula. Once you do that and you look at all of those credit card balances, what the minimum payments are, and what the interest rate is, your interest will be the greatest expense you'll ever pay. So it's important that you negotiate your interest when you're getting ready to purchase something, as well as find the best possible interest that you can when you earn money. So that's a real important piece when it comes to your financial security and your financial life and making those decisions. So in looking at the interest that you owe, the highest interest rate, you're going to look at those balances. There are two schools of thought. One is pay off the highest interest credit card first, with that additional amount plus the minimum payment, and play the minimum payment on all the other credit cards you have left. It's what we call prioritizing your debt. You're going to determine which one of these debtors do I want to pay off first, and we're going to bank that decision based on the interest rate, based on the balance, based on the minimum payment requirement, and also what can we afford to contribute to that debt elimination system on a monthly basis to add to that minimum payment for that first priority debt. Okay, the second school of thought is that we can pay the highest or the lowest balance. That way that you'll have some quick victory in your life. So the example is if you have a $1,000 debt in a credit card and you have a $100 debt, you can start from the bottom even though the $100 debt, the interest rate may be lower, but you might, here's the deal, is if you can afford to pay the $100 and pay that off, we're going to pay that debt off first. Then we'll take whatever you paid for that debt, we're going to add it to the highest debt, the highest interest rate or the highest balance, and we'll start paying off that debt plus whatever that minimum payment was. And so let's say, for instance, you had $1,000. Your minimum payment was, say, $25. You're going to add that $100. You're going to now pay off $125. So guess what? In the next 8 months, you will have paid off that debt, plus you're going to continue to pay the minimum payments on the other debts. When you pay that debt off, we're going to take whatever that amount was, that $125, and we're going to add it to the next credit card, which may be only $400 remaining on that. So we'll take the entire $125, and we're going to start to pay off that credit card. Okay, what's going to happen in about 3 months, you're going to have those two credit cards paid off. So let's say you were paying a minimum payment on $400 of $40. So on that particular one, that next priority debt, you're actually paying $165. Well, guess what? In about 3 months, that debt is paid. So now you're at $165 that you've been paying. Your next debt is maybe only $250. You're starting to get the picture, aren't you? Yes, take that $165 plus whatever that minimum payment was, and now you're at about probably $185 because you probably had a $20 minimum. You're going to pay that off, and you'll pay that off pretty quickly. Okay, so the next one is your final debt, whatever that is, or you may be debt-free. And when you're looking at this, that's probably over about a 14-month to a 16-month period that you've totally paid off your consumer debt that was probably about $2,000 or $3,000. That's one way to do it if you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of cash just to do it, but at the same time, you're able to start to eliminate that debt. So I just wanted to share that with you. You can take that away for those women who are working on your WAN GPS. I want to encourage you to do a GPS to decide and make a decision about a financial goal in your life, why it's important, what the purpose is, what type of behavior are you going to maintain. That's a part of the policies of our WAN GPS, which is our goal positioning system. And then you start to create the plans, like, for instance, setting aside 10% of your income to go towards your debt. That becomes plan one. How do you actually implement that plan? You start to do exactly what I just shared with you. The first step would be to take a look at your budget, see what you can afford. The second step would be to outline all of your debtors to see what you owe, what is the interest rate you owe them, what's the minimum payments that you've been paying, and what's that full balance that's owed on that account. So that's your first projects and orders, so to speak, of the things that you actually need to do that are executable. What's so important about the WAN GPS and helping you with your financial goals is the fact that once you do this and you've identified who those debtors are, the next step would be to determine what are the statistics, what are those things that could keep you on track. Well, guess what? Your statistics are going to be simple. They're going to be the amount of money that you pay, the frequency of your payments, the balances that are left over. All of those will be indications that you are actually executing on this idea, you're executing on this goal. And then we want you to think about this, is what would be the ideal scene of that particular goal? I had an opportunity to work with another young lady on her GPS for her, she's retiring from her job, and she wants to really be debt-free of all of her consumer debt, plus she wants to save an additional $1,250 to purchase a car with cash when she retires so she doesn't create additional debt. So we took a minute to create a GPS, a debt elimination system, and this is so powerful for her in the sense that in her system, which I thought was just awesome, is the fact that in her system what we've done is we've identified a couple of things, is that she created what we call a money fund, a car money fund, and I love that. The car money fund then allows her an opportunity to make a decision. She's going to decide, is it a need, is it a want, do I already have it, do I have something like it, you know, and if I answer those questions, then I don't need it. But here was the kicker, is that every time she found herself at that place of purchase, that she had gotten herself to that point, and then she asked this question, these questions about, do I need it? Do I want it? Do I have something like it, something similar? Is it already in my possession? Her way of escape was that if she could answer any of those questions, then she was not going to purchase that item. She said, would this work better in my car savings plan? And when she answered that question, whatever that purchase was, she was going to make the amount that she had already been willing to make, then what she is doing, a part of her behavior, is becoming very present, very conscious in her decision-making. And if she got to the point where she was going to make this purchase, she's walked her way all through the store, she's got it in her basket, she's in that line, and she has made that decision, but she asked herself the questions, do I need it? Do I want it? Do I have something like it? Is it necessary? You know, just kind of going through the list. Am I okay with this amount? You remember I talked about that last week? Is this amount okay? After she swiped that card, she's going to say no, but the amount that she was about to spend, she's going to make a commitment to put that in her car savings fund above and beyond what she's trying to say. So, you know, there are some ways that we can set some accountability for ourselves and still be very successful in our journey in being able to do this. So I want to encourage you to think about what you're doing and what's really important to you when it comes to your financial savings plan. So you've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. Now I want to take a minute to invite our guest, our financial expert, Ms. Patrice Merrick, to the show. And let me tell you just a little bit about Patrice. Patrice is a graduate of Morgan State University, earning a BA degree and an MBA from Howard University. She has been in the mortgage profession for 26 years. Patrice has been a leader in the urban community to educate and empower people to understand the mortgage and credit process. She has conducted first-time homebuyer seminars for churches and FHA and VA-approved nonprofit organizations, as well as help real estate professionals to pre-qualify applicants with past credit problems. Patrice has committed herself to mortgage and credit education. She has a special interest in the urban dilemma of redlining, and she can talk about some of these things if she likes on the line, gentrification and rezoning for urban cities, and to help preserve the real estate of senior homeowners. What an amazing passion and an amazing vision for her. She is concerned about people. We've certainly been able to see that in being in relationship with her through Woman Act Now. Most recently, she has helped many people save their homes due to foreclosure using her knowledge in the loan modification, short sales, and the deed in lieu of the foreclosure process. So we're excited to really invite her to the show. She is going to, I know, share some powerful information with you. If you're listening and you're listening via the live broadcast or listening via the radio, we want to encourage you to invite some of your friends. Tweet about it. Tell them Patrice is on the line because she's worked for numerous banks and mortgage lenders specializing in underwriting and mortgage. And so, Patrice, we want to invite you to the show. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Ms. Patrice. Well, thank you for joining us on Woman Act Now Radio today. And we welcome you as our WAN expert in this area of mortgage and credit education. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm doing great too, Patrice. You know, this is a great subject matter because many people are still dealing with this issue of mortgage finance, their credit. And, you know, what was interesting about this whole process of back in 2006, we did a program on mortgage, kind of mortgage 101 credit, and we were talking to people about the issue at that time. And you probably will remember because you've been in the business about, I guess, 5 years ago when the ARM mortgages were really popular, the 5-1s, the point, I don't know, what was it, 0.95% you know, interest rates. I mean, it was just crazy. And really, that probably started around 2004. But by 2006, we were starting to see some things unravel. And so many people now are probably still dealing with that. And I know that there are millions of mortgages that are out there. And one of our companies is a company called Urban America RES Services, which are residential services dealing with these issues. And so I'm excited to have you clarify some of them as an expert on today's show. First question I have for you, Patrice, is what are my options on selling my home if I owe more than it is worth? And many people are in this situation, what we call upside down.
Yes, it's really interesting. The interesting part is that we have to take a look at the whole the mortgage industry. Each state and each county, we had some counties that in some states they had high resale values, and the purchase prices were going up, the appraisal values were going up on these homes. And so people were actually refinancing every 6 months, every year they were refinancing. And what they were doing is they were actually paying off debt and taking out cash, and then 6 months later would do the exact same thing. So their behaviors had never changed. So here we are with my house is worth $500,000. I only owe $250,000. I'm going to keep refinancing to get myself out of trouble. So now here we are. The bubble has busted, and now we're actually going backwards. And the reason why the bubble is going backwards is because the high rate of foreclosure. So it means that if people in your neighborhood, if you're on a block of 20 houses and four people on your house have gone into foreclosure, your value is going to go down to what the house actually sold for, what actually the bank resold the house for. So every time someone either go to the foreclosure, they do a short sale, then your house is reassessed and reappraised at the market value based on your neighborhood. So now we are, I'm trying to sell my home. There's, I don't even know if there's foreclosures on my block, but you can actually check on different websites. There's a website called Zillow.com. And you can put your address in and see what's going on in your neighborhood, who sold what, when they sold it, whether it was a short sale or foreclosure, so I can make a better decision on how I'm going to sell my home. So now if I'm looking at what do I owe on my home, if I owe $500,000 and my appraisal value or my market area is only worth $275,000, that means I have a deficit of almost $300,000 owed to my bank. But I want to get out because I can no longer afford my home, and I maybe want to downsize, what have you. Right at this position, I'm not in a good position to actually make any money off my home. I will actually lose out. So you have to make a decision. Do I want out and not worry about the equity I have already lost? And if that's the case, you can actually do a short sale. Now, the most important thing about a short sale is that people don't realize is that the bank has to approve a short sale. You can put your home on the market through a real estate agent, and they can make the assessment of what your house is actually worth. Now, when you do the short sale, the bank, when you have a signed contract from a potential buyer, the bank has to approve the short sale based on the new appraisal value.
Okay.
If the bank approves it, then that means that the bank is allowing you to sell the home for less than what you actually owe. The most important thing that people don't understand is that a short sale is just like a foreclosure when it hits your credit report. That is the most important thing that people don't understand. So if you're willing to take a risk and just get out of your situation and you're going to take a ding on your credit, because it's just like a foreclosure, but you didn't foreclose. So that's one of the most important things. The other thing I can suggest is maybe just renting out your home maybe for a year or two just until the market comes back up. You can do some rental assessments, even through the appraisal of what the houses are being rented in your area, and just rent your home out to someone for a year or two under a management company just until the market, you know, goes up. But the short sale issue is a prevalent issue, especially in states like Georgia, the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, because people are just trying to get out. They just want out. And that's just really important. When you're looking at a short sale, when a real estate agent tells you about a short sale, just make sure that you know that that will be a negative count on your credit report.
And so, Patrice, so that we're clear, I want to welcome those who are joining us via the broadcast as well as those who are listening via their cell phones and various mediums. You can watch us on your iPhones, iPads, various things. So Patrice, to be clear, I think I heard with that short sale, because, you know, it's interesting, the first time I heard that, by the way, that with a short sale, we think we're just getting out of it. However, you're saying that it also, it appears as a foreclosure on our credit report.
Right. It does the same damage as a foreclosure.
Okay. And also, do you know anything about when you do a short sale and you sell it below the value, but what that difference as it relates to paying any taxes on the difference, does that, like, for instance, if you have debt, if you have some consumer debt,
mm-hmm.
And you have, let's say you have $10,000 on that consumer debt, you negotiate with the company and they charge off $2,000. You pay $2,000 and you got $8,000 left on that debt. The IRS can charge you income taxes on the $8,000. Does that work the same with your house?
No, because what happens is the bank actually reissues a revised payoff. They're saying that we want to sell your home. We want you to sell your home. We realize it's not worth what you owe.
Yeah.
And so they're willing to come into a new mortgage based on the appraised values and forgiving the difference from the current homeowner to the new purchaser. So if the bank, but it has to be, you have to have permission from the bank. They will give you a letter and they will authorize a new payoff. Now, the interesting part about that is they only give you a certain amount of days to actually deal with the real estate transaction. It may be between 30 and 60 days.
Okay.
And if you don't complete the purchase transaction, you have to go back to the bank and get an extension. For instance, if the new person who's buying the home has got credit issues or is taking longer to close on the loan, you have to ask for an extension. But the bank is basically saying that we're willing to sell your home, to take a loss and allow you to sell your home at this price because we know it's not worth what you owe.
Okay, so now let me ask this question. This question has more to do with a person who might find themselves in this situation where they're upside down. What would be the first step that they would need to take if they want to get out of this situation?
If they want to sell their home, you would have to go to a real estate agent and ask for and sell your home as a short sale.
Okay.
You could actually call your bank. You would definitely call your bank and tell them, I really want to sell my home. I know it's not worth what I owe, and the bank will give you permission to sell your home.
Okay.
The other entity could be you could do a deed in lieu of foreclosure, which means that you're actually putting the house on the market, and once the house is appraised, the bank gets the appraisal value to get the contract signed from the potential real estate agent and the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank is saying, I need you to put your house on the market for 90 days to see if it will sell. If it sells, then you are forgiven of the entire mortgage. You don't owe the bank any money. There's no trick in the enemy saying, come back and we owe you. You owe us $200,000 because you didn't pay us. The bank is saying, I'm going to let you go if you sign a deed over to me once if you cannot sell that home.
Mm-hmm.
So the bank is saying that put the house on the market, give us the appraisal value, give us a contract. If it does not sell in 90 days, you will sign your deed over to us and you just walk away.
Mm.
So that's another ding on your credit. But in this instance, a lot of people just can't afford the upkeep on their homes.
Yes.
Senior citizens, they can't afford the new taxes because, remember, they're paying taxes on the $500,000, not on what it's worth because the counties have not caught up with the market to reassess
mm-hmm.
the value of these homes. So you're paying a mortgage on $500,000 and you're paying taxes on an assessment of the $500,000. Of what your house is worth, what it was worth when you got that mortgage. So you might be, your income might get lower, and you might just find yourself, I just have to walk away. And a lot
yes.
of times when you're in a stressful situation, the best thing you can do is just to walk away, not go into foreclosure to walk away, but talk to the banks. This is where I am, and this is what I need to do to help me.
So
all
let's,
of them,
let's,
I'm sorry.
Patrice, let's be clear about that. You're saying, walking away doesn't mean I abandon my property. You're saying walking away means do everything, be willing to release this home but take the necessary steps to do it.
Exactly, because what happens is if you just walk away, remember you still have that debt on your credit. The debt
yes.
has not been paid. So what you want to do, you want to get rid of the debt. So if you and each lender on their website, they have short sale information, they have loan modification information, and they also have information in the process on how to do a deed in lieu and foreclosure based on that specific lending institution. So they want to, they really want to help you, but the important thing of the consumer is to make sure that you're not just walking away and this debt is chasing you, because remember, there's a lien on your name, on your Social Security number. So they could come back and ask you for that money, for that mortgage that you just walked away from.
Yeah.
You know, at any given time, because the banks are taking so much of a hit on default. And this is why you're seeing all these changes with FHA raising their upfront premiums. They have taken a serious hit based on the appraisal values turning around, the mortgage market, you know, the bubble busted, and people are in dire straits, and they're desperate, and they don't know what to do. And a lot of people, when they're afraid, they'll just walk away instead of picking up the phone and say, I need help. What can I do to better my situation? Or do you have a program that can help me? Obama came out with the Make a Home Affordable program, and that started the loan modification process. That is a tedious process, but if you hang in there and you really want to stay in your home, especially for young couples with children, and you just want to stay in your home or to even will it to your children, then you would go through that process.
Okay. Very good. I want to thank you, Patrice. We're going to come back to you, but we're going to take a short break, and we'll come right back. And in the second half of this show today, the next half hour, we're going to be interviewing Juanita Fleming, who is one of our Do-It Girls. Actually, she's the top Do-It Girl of the year, pretty much. And, again, you've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy, and Shauna Stallworth has joined me with our guest, Patrice Merrick, who is a mortgage and credit education expert, as well as a real estate executive and professional in the industry. And what's really important about hearing from Patrice today is that she is the front runner for our Do-It Girl of the Month for the month of March. So you're going to be hearing from her again in a different kind of way in April, because we're celebrating Do-It Girls today. So Do-It Girl. And so we'll come right back to you after this very short message to power you up. I don't think that's the right one. At country.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays, but rather view them as unintentional treasures.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, welcome back. This is Coach Anna McCoy. Y'all have to forgive me for those little difficulties. So, Patrice, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome. I want to ask this question. Why do mortgage lenders ask for so much information in the approval process, and how does this work? You know, this is a jump from where we were. We were talking about short sales, deeds and moves, and how to walk out of that home. But Patrice, before you answer that question, you hit on something very important, and that is being prepared to walk away. Before we go to that next question, I want to just backtrack for a second, is how important it is for people to come to a place that I know you have that house. I know that you've invested probably a lot of your life savings. But one of the things that I have certainly encountered, Patrice, is the shame of losing a home and people waiting to the very last minute before they ever bring or invite any type of help into their situation. Has this been your experience as well?
Yes, it has. It actually has affected me personally and my own family. They
yes.
wait until they get the notice of the sheriff's sale
yes.
To call me crying and screaming and panicking. But with my connections and knowing how the process works, at that point, I actually go into what we call loss mitigation.
Yes.
I give them an information for an attorney. And
yes.
At this point, the mortgage company is not taking your payments. If you send in a check, they send it back. You can't talk to anyone,
right.
And you feel helpless. So at this point, you jump in and you get a loss mitigator specialist, which are attorneys, not these fly-by-night companies you see on the Internet. You want to go to a loss mitigation attorney. The fee is usually $1,500, so you have to be prepared for that. And a lot of people don't have it, but if you haven't made a mortgage payment, then where's your money?
Right.
And a lot of times people might be in a position where they don't have it. But at this point, if you're that desperate, you want to keep your home, then you have to figure out how to get this money, how important it is to you, because now we're dealing with time. The clock is ticking. So you talk to the loss mitigation people. You give them your information, your income. They fax everything over. Now they're operating on your behalf. They're contacting the mortgage company. The mortgage company will speak to the attorney because now they realize you're serious because you paid some money to get someone to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And they will assist you in the loan modification process. It usually takes from the time you start it, from the time you get your paperwork completed, if you're modifications approved, between 30 and 45 days. Now, if you've already had a share sale, you still have time, but it does stop the process in the meantime with the lenders because they're trying to work with you. But you're giving them exact same information that you gave when you purchased your home, your bank statements, your income, your W-2s, everything you could possibly do in reference to your debt, how much you owe, how much your house is worth, and they go from there and they make an assessment on what can you afford on your new payment. Now, to be mindful on the loan modifications, the balance that's owed and the amount that's in arrears, what they normally do is if you have a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, they will take the arrears and put it on the back end of the mortgage, which means they might take your 30-year mortgage and make it a 40-year mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So you can afford the arrears.
Yes.
And the new mortgage payment, because it's all based on the one, and it might lower your interest rate as well. So this process, I tell anyone not to go there, because at this point you're at the bottom, you're at the end, and you're frustrated, you're scared, and you might not, be forthright in some of your information because you are so ashamed, but now you're desperate. And I find out when people are desperate, they tell you everything when they're desperate. But when they're not desperate or they're just keeping that secret in their heart, then that's where they can get the most help. But we have to remove the pride, the fact that this is not happening just to someone in our family or in our neighborhood. This is a nationwide issue.
Yes.
It's nationwide. I mean, and it's not the people, with low incomes. It's people who make money, people who have had great jobs or great professions, have lost income, people who have been laid off. So this is not just an issue on the low market of real estate, but the high market issue as well. So I just tell people that if you get to that point, please talk to someone, call an attorney to get someone in loss mitigation to help you at that point.
Well, thank you so much, Patrice. Well, I may not be able to get to that next question because I need to invite a couple of other people to the show today. And if you'll just stay ready and available, I might have a question for you. I'm going to come to our caller that's in the 214-375 area code. Are you there? Hello?
Good morning.
Hello, are you there?
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hey, how are you doing? Is that Roz?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Roz. You have a question for our expert today?
Yes, Lady Patrice, thank you for being our mortgage credit expert. And I wanted to ask, and because of time, if I need to communicate another way, that'll be fine. But I wanted to find out, on reverse mortgages, is that a negative on the credit report? And then part two, reverse mortgage when the owner was a parent, but the parent has died, and the siblings are trying to keep the home, and no one has the good credit. So if that is something that you and I can communicate, but I just wanted to find out first, is it bad credit?
No.
Reverse mortgage.
No, the reverse mortgage is a program that was designed by HUD to help senior citizens when they retire who didn't have the money for medications, that they had enough equity in their home to actually use their equity as income. Instead of doing a refinance because their incomes are lower because of Social Security, they wouldn't qualify for a refinance. But to use that current equity as additional income, it could be a lump sum, it could be money they get per month. But it's not it's not a negative because it is a new mortgage. Now, consequently, when the initial mortgage holder passes away, then that money becomes due. As a siblings, you have to qualify based on the new mortgage. And so if you don't qualify for the new mortgage, you can either put it you can have someone between you and your siblings figure out between the three of you if you all want to go on the mortgage together, or do you have enough time to get your credit together and to work together to either purchase that home. Because now the house belongs to the bank.
Okay.
So you're actually buying it from the bank, right.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ross, and asking that question. And we want to thank our WAN expert in the mortgage and credit education, Ms. Patrice Merrick, for joining us today. And we're going to go to a testimonial from our Do It Girl of the Month this month, I mean in the month of February, and that was Ms. Carla Jones. And she is going to just share a powerful testimony, what we call It's a WAN Testimony.
Hello, Woman at Now community. This is Carla. Well, hello, Coach Anna, and hello, Coach Shauna, and hello, Woman at Now community. This is Carla Jones, and I am so excited to be a guest on the talk show for today. Unfortunately, I could not attend live because I'm actually attending a certification training in Jacksonville, Florida. But I want to send a recording so that you would receive my personal story. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm motivating, inspiring, and engaging, and I love people, and I'm concerned about people. And I'm very passionate about seeing people develop the gifts that they have in them and to seeing people reach their full potential and destiny. What motivated me to join Woman Act Now is that I saw it as an opportunity to be involved with women that were like-minded, that had a desire to grow and reach their full potential, and it was headed by women of excellence. I had the opportunity to meet Coach Anna in Orlando, Florida at the Women's Empowerment Conference that was sponsored and hosted by Dr. Rita Twigg and Sister Audrelle Bailey. And when I met her, I automatically knew that this was someone that I had to be in their life and that I had to be in theirs as well. And I saw it as an organization that was headed by women of excellence. And it was also to me a blessing and an answer to prayer because I had been looking into coaching and it was not in my price range and I could not afford it. And now here was this wonderful opportunity to receive affordable coaching, to be involved in a Christian network that was headed by women of wisdom and excellence, and that were serious about helping people attain their purpose, destiny, and dreams. And so that was just wonderful. Now, the membership has affected my life in many ways. I have had the opportunity to network with some wonderful women of God, women of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, women who love people just like I do, women that are passionate about ministry just like I am, and we have made some divine connections, and it is just wonderful and phenomenal. And also, it has also affected me because I had the opportunity to get some wonderful information on the website. There are so many treasures in that chest, and I just love it. And the Woman Act Now principle that has impacted me the most is the one that says that I am a woman of an excellent spirit. It is my right and my essence, and I seek improvement continuously. And that defines me as an individual even prior to joining Woman Act Now. That is the essence of my makeup. That is how I was created. I believe in doing everything in excellence, whether it be on the job, in my home, in my duties and responsibilities to nursing home ministry, with the work I do with women's ministry, no matter what it is, I build it up. Everything that we do, should always be done in excellence because we were created in excellence. And the least we can do is do it in excellence because that's the way that we were created. We were designed for excellence and created for excellence. And my future goals and dreams is the desire one day to be in ministry full-time, to be a professional speaker and training development professional to both the church community as well as the business community. And so I'm very excited about that, and I am confident that I will obtain that goal and dream. What I would say to a potential Woman at Nine member about this opportunity is that this is fantastic, phenomenal, and awesome, and that if you are serious about your personal and professional development, then this organization is definitely for you. If you are serious about executing your dreams and your goals and being held accountable for those dreams and goals, then this is a wonderful opportunity for you. If you desire to connect with wonderful women of God who are serious about seeing you reach your full potential, then this organization is for you. If you're not ready to be held accountable, and if you're not serious about attaining your goals, then this is not the organization for you. Because while you are loved and appreciated, you will be held accountable to accomplishing the goals that you said that you want to achieve. So that's my story, and I am sticking to it. It's been a pleasure to be on today's broadcast. God bless you all, and enjoy the broadcast today. Well, hello.
Awesome. That was awesome. So this is Coach Anna McCoy. That was a testimonial from our Do It Girl of the Month for the month of February, Miss Carla Jones. And didn't she do an awesome job, Shauna?
She sure did. Made you just smile all on the inside.
Yes, it did. I just love the part. If you want to be held accountable for your dreams and visions, this is the place for you. Although you will be loved and appreciated, you will be held accountable for achieving your goals. So I want to invite one of our Do-It Girls. Really, she has been a Do-It Girl so many times we've lost count. But I want you to know that some of the women are giving her a run for her money. Mm-hmm. And so, but we're going to go ahead and acknowledge her because she is one of the most awesome young women we have in Woman Act Now. Miss Juanita Fleming, are you there?
Hey, Coach, hey, Shauna, yes.
How you doing today?
I am abundantly excellent.
All right, well, we want to welcome you to the show. I want to encourage you to speak into your microphone on your phone. You're a little bit low on us today. Normally, we can hear you really well, so I'm not sure if you're talking on a headphone or you're talking directly into the receiver, but we need you to do that. So, Miss Juanita, you heard us. We were talking about you. I mean, the Woman Act Now of the year. We're going to see how you can hold that, how you'll be able to hold that record over the next 9 months of this year to see if you're going to maintain the world record of being the Do-It Girl of the month the most time. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and we appreciate you joining us on the show today.
Well, my name is Juanita Fleming, and I'm a young woman, ambitious, that's full of excitement, that's on a move, that have massive dreams and visions that will be fulfilled.
That will be fulfilled. You got that right.
I heard it loud and clear.
The one thing that we know about Juanita is that she is a young woman with a vision, with dreams and visions, and she is executing on those ideas. So tell us, what motivated you to join Woman Act Now?
One of the things that motivated me to get connected with Woman Act Now is the atmosphere, also being connected to other women, like-minded women that's on the move, that's taking action, that's executing on their dreams and visions, and just doing stuff, you know, that's been doing stuff, you know, that's been helpful to them and their environment. And I saw that, and also of course, the atmosphere of just love and appreciate it. You actually, it's just not something that we say. You actually feel it, and you know it's real. You know it's genuine.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell me, what's been one of your most impactful experiences with the organization Woman Act Now, or any individual in the organization? What's that thing that's helped to ground you as it relates to coming into relationship with any of the women of Woman Act Now?
Well, the realness, the genuineness, and the way they hold you accountable, that's one of the things that just keeps me together. You know, I have certain people that I have made some good connections to, like Harla and like Rise, and, you know, and so I definitely appreciate these ladies, you know, especially in times when I need them, and they're there, you know.
Yeah.
Speak a word of encouragement, you know, and just give me the real, you know. I need to like the real, you know. So, Juanita,
you had the opportunity. Yeah. Juanita is also a Woman Act Now advisory board member, and that's important because she is one of the youngest ones on our team, and every one of the women really value her presence and her input. So tell me a little bit about how did the See the Dream Weekend impact you in your personal life?
Oh, it literally, you know, changed me. It definitely changed me. You know,
and so how did it change you? Share with us something that what was the shift in your life?
Well, you know, one of the shifts that came about with me, you know, of me just seeing some things with me that I was kind of like in error and just had to, you know, get it in alignment. So, but definitely us coming together during that weekend, you know, coming to the table, you know, you definitely felt the love in the atmosphere. And love by itself, when it's real and genuine, that does the change, you know. That basically does it, you know, does it all. So us coming together that, you know, that weekend, you know, coming to the board, coming, you know, with our ideas to move forward on some things, and we done it with the power in us, you know.
Yeah, so when you think about that, Juanita, it's so significant to the point of your involvement, of being a part of that. And let's just think about it for a minute. You were there, I was there. Shauna, were you there? No, I know. Shauna was there. But when we think about it, really, we haven't spent a lot of time on that. Now, if I believe Roz is still on the line, and I'm going to open it up your line, Roz, so that you can join us in this discussion, too, and then we'll come back to Juanita. But what's really important, even with the See the Dream Weekend, is now we've been into this for about, this is going on month number 4, and I want to just have a quick discussion with my Do-It Girls and my advisory board folks, and then I think we've got Patrice on the line, because Patrice has been a beneficiary mm-hmm. of what we did in December. So if you understand, Patrice, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, and Roz, you're on the line, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and I got my sweetheart, Miss Juanita Fleming, on the line, and I want you to think about what we did and what the experience was, how we've been implementing this whole idea of power. And so, Juanita, you were a part of that. You remember just that one word that I believe it was
Daphne
wrote, power center. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
On the board, and from those two words, we had been implementing in 2011 this whole idea of powering up. So what kind of impact has this been? You were a part of that.
Yeah, well, it's been an incredible impact. We started, you know, from that meeting, we were able to take, you know, the word power, you know, and also just translate it, you know, what purposeful power. We got financial power. We got relationship power, you know. So that type of power that we need, you know, to really live, you know, to live, to move, to do. So we were able to take that one word and to translate it to, you know, to our monthly topics and just build off of that.
Yeah, and convert that. And what I want you to understand today, Juanita, and I'm sure the ladies that are part of this, that we're talking together, understands that a young woman at the age of 28 impacting women around the world because you submitted your mind and your time, your energy, your effort to, you could have been anywhere with your interests, with your passions, with your, but you chose to be there that weekend. And I want you to know that this is something that is a part of your success, that as you go forward, because I'm going to ask Patrice, who now is a beneficiary of what we came out of that weekend with, and she knows probably more than any one of us on the phone how impactful this has been for her becoming that Do-It Girl of the Month for the month of March. So, Patrice, speak to us a little bit about how have we been able to implement this idea of powering up women with our theme of power up from your experience, because you're just coming into the game. So what's been your experience?
It's been incredible because, you know, you have so many dreams and visions and ideas in your life, and you write things down, you jot them out, and you never see them come to fruition, or you know, time passes and things happen. But the encouraging piece for me is listening to the women, listening to their conversation, and everything is about encouragement, empowering, and letting me realize that I do have power, and, you know, what I have to contribute doesn't matter, and that I am loved and appreciated, and that is the most profound statement, because a lot of times, you know, you go through life and you get, you know, I'm almost 50 years old, and you get there and you have all these dreams that have not been fulfilled. But now, since I've only been a member since February the 9th, and this is March the 31st, so many things have happened in the last 31 days. It's been incredible. I've been able to see some of my dreams come to fruition, start a mentoring moment program with young ladies because of the power that I receive from WAN, and it's all on the internet, and it's incredible, the power that comes to that screen. It's incredible.
Wow.
It is incredible to hear the coach call, to hear even participating in the best fellowship, the Bible study.
Yes.
All those things have come together to empower me so that I can speak my voice, because all the things that you hear come at me have always been there. I just never said a lot about it because I didn't feel like I had enough to contribute and I had enough power, because sometimes in society we don't see women as having much to say.
Yes.
And to see other women fulfilling their dreams and the books that have been written and the things that you say about these women and the things they said to me about things that I write, it's incredible to me. I love it. It's really, I'm excited.
Yes, and they mean it too, because you're...
Oh, yes, they do.
You know what's so awesome? I just got chills when you said how they've responded to you. And the whole objective, I think, of Woman Act Now, and Roz, you can chime in, because Roz is our... one of our WAN Advisory Board members, as well as our WAN prayer leader. And, Roz, I heard the prayer this morning. It was just awesome. Not that I had any part in it. But it was just so precious listening to you execute on something that was in my heart. But it was just, I don't even know how to explain being a receiver of what you see, and you see somebody executing on. And that's what you did for me today as I was listening to your broadcast. So even when you think about this whole power perspective, what's been your observation, Roz, on how we've done since our See the Dream weekend?
Wow. Well, the initial, I think See the Dream was in two parts for me, because I fulfilled the vision of having the opportunity to meet your coach and mentor in your life. So my See the Dream with Coach Hollingsworth was part one. And part two was with you. And then to just see the culmination of what how you and Coach talk and what came about, and how you and I would have our little microwave moments during the different prayer times and, you know, the early morning calls that were through the summer, and just sharing, that has been a very good part for me. And power to me means position opportunities with easy realization. Because when I first met you, maybe about 12 years ago, not even 12 years ago, but during 2000 when we were in the ice storm, I bought to your regulation how you walked to me and gave me a word about fear. And when we went into power, I had shared that it's an honor and an opportunity to be empowered by WAN, because you, Shauna, Leslie, the other leaders and other ladies that I have interfaced with have put me and helped me to push away fear and bring positioning opportunities with easy realization. And when you're in an arena of like-minded women or like-minded individuals who are positive but yet even still give positive verbiage even when there's negatives or bumps in the road, but still being able to push through it, that's been very, very important. And what was very profound for me is because the way you communicate to people and what you see, and of course, because we even at the meeting were talking about the secular world versus Jesus, and as you were doing talking with the Lord and sharing with the advisory team, you said, but it is a Jesus thing. So that cannot be remissed or pushed out of the way. And because of that, I know that your discernment came to me because I knew exactly for many years where my fear was coming from. And it was I used to stutter and being dyslexic and challenged with the weight. And you called that out and said, Roz, you called me out and just you talked because God allowed you to say something that, hey, I understand, and I'm going to take even more time to understand and yet help you to understand. So you were slowing down my thought pattern to match up with my words, which now engage my heart, and that's how come I have power, being able to position opportunities with easy realization.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. And so, ladies, I just want to thank you. I want to come back, and we're going to close our show with Juanita Fleming sharing with us just a little bit about those dreams and goals in your life. What are they, Juanita?
Well,
are you still there?
Yes, Coach.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
I said, what are those dreams and goals for your life that you want the women of Woman Act Now and those who are listening to know about you, not just that you have so many? What? Give me one specific dream that you're going to finish.
That I'm going to finish. Well, one of the dreams that I will finish is just being impactful, you know, to a lot of women and men and young people all across the world and the country.
Okay.
Excellent.
And then so the final question that I want to leave you with today, Juanita, is what would you say to a potential WAN member about joining Woman Act Now?
Get connected and jump on in. just get connected. You know what I mean? Just get plugged into the power source, you know. Just get on plugged in, get connected, and just allow, you know, Master Coach and Shauna just to coach you through the execution of gap and just, you know, allow yourself to be held accountable to your dreams and your vision while we just love on you and celebrate you and appreciate you.
Now, you know, girl, it's you know it. You got it. And you know, Juanita, do you think people really believe that we do that here?
Well, they need to believe it. It's real. I mean,
all right, absolutely real. So I want to thank all of our guests, Patrice Merrick, our WAN expert in the area of mortgage and credit education, as well as an executive in the business. You need any help, you can always give us a call. We'll get you connected to Patrice. In addition to that, I want to thank Ross Warfield for joining us and just sharing, asking those questions and being a part of our show today, as well as our Do It Girl of the Month of February, Miss Carla Jones, for sending in her testimonial, as well as Juanita Fleming for joining us. And so this is Coach Anna and Shauna. Shauna, you got any last-minute comments that you want to share with our viewers and listening audience?
We want to encourage you guys to be sure to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Give me a call. I want to talk to you about a promo code for a 30-day free trial to Woman Act Now at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. And you know what? Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter because we want to hear from you and we want to help you learn, launch, and live your dreams. Know that you're loved and appreciated. Until next Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time, we're signing off. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.